Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, a whopping 2.5 billion euros in taxes is owed to the state, of which 1.1 billion are deemed doubtful as to whether it can be collected, a report released on Thursday found. The findings form part of the Audit Office's special report on the Tax Department for fiscal year 2022. The Tax Department was found to be lax in various ways in terms of tax collection, and often does not utilise the tools available to it to force laggards to pay up, such as placing encumbrances on immovable property. In addition, the department is dealing with 14,500 cases of taxation under appeal, concerning the amount of 683 million euros. Until and unless these appeals are resolved, the taxes are not considered receivable on the books. The department is also unable to track the non-filing of income tax returns by individuals and companies, in many cases across several years. Meanwhile, Cyprus is looking for immediate solutions to deal with the so-called migration crisis, House President Anita Dimitriou said on Thursday during a meeting with Lebanese Ambassador Claude El-Hajjal. The meeting was organised as more than 700 migrants from the Lebanon arrived on Cyprus's shores this week in 15 boats. We understand the difficult political situation in the Lebanon, but we must remember that we are a country facing the consequences of Turkey's invasion and occupation, with serious demographic problems, she said. El-Hajjal underlined that both the Lebanon and Cyprus are victims of the crisis, dealing with disproportional migration pressures on the ground. Later the same day, President Nikos Christodoulidis confirmed he will travel to Beirut early next week for talks with senior Lebanese officials on the migration-related issues. Elsewhere, lawmakers heard on Thursday that a warehouse where medicines were being stored and which was recently flooded was unfit for purpose, a fact known to the authorities since at least late 2019. From a preliminary assessment, government officials estimated the damage to the medicines at €880,000. MPs heard that a decision had been taken in February 2020 to relocate the warehouse, but that got postponed because of the situation with the coronavirus pandemic. The decision to relocate was reconfirmed in February 2024. Officials now hope the relocation will take place by October. They also learned that in addition to the flooding on March the 18th, two other incidents involving water leaks at the same premises occurred last year. In other news, a Singapore court on Thursday jailed a second defendant in its biggest ever money laundering probe, news outlet The Straits Times reported, a case which has seen the seizure or freezing of $2.2 billion of assets. Defendant Su Haijin, who has a Cypriot passport, admitted to one charge of resisting arrest and two money laundering charges, the report said, and was sentenced to 14 months behind bars. Su was one of 10 foreigners arrested in Singapore in August last year in simultaneous raids. The assets seized or frozen include cars, luxury properties, cash, and jewellery. Su had faced 14 charges which included possessing around 2.4 million Singaporean dollars, around 1.78 million US dollars, suspected to have been earned from illegal remote gambling, two charges of resisting arrest, and three charges of conspiring to use forged financial statements. And finally, a preschool road safety park was officially opened in the Famagusta district town of Sotira on Thursday. The park was opened by Education Minister Athina Michailidou with the aim of informing young people at the earliest possible age about the rules and dangers of the road. Traffic education is a key pillar of road safety, and therefore projects such as this make a decisive contribution to the cultivation of respect between road users and the correct application of the rules, Michailidou said. Cultivating road awareness from childhood contributes to the development of a better road safety culture, in which we are aware of our rights and obligations so we can act responsibly as drivers, pedestrians, passengers, and cyclists, she said. That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.